Hello, this is Gary Hutchins with the Sunny Slope Church of Christ in Omaha, Nebraska, and this is today's Bible class. A short, about a 13-14 minute study, each day, 7 days a week, keeping us in God's Word, helping us to stay strong and grow stronger in our faith, because faith comes by hearing the Word of God, Romans 10 and verse 17, but also helping keep us focused on a relationship with God and also upon our spiritual lives. Help people in your life turn their focus around. Help them grow in their faith, come closer to God, and grow in their spiritual strength. Help them get to heaven by getting them into these studies every day. You can share through Facebook friends, text messages, and other technological means, but make that commitment and start sharing today. We're going to bring our line of thought and study to a close. We're talking about the fingerprints of God. The fingerprints of God. Well, let me paint for you a scenario. A crime has been committed, perhaps a murder. An individual has been arrested, taken into custody, and now he or she is standing trial. There are no witnesses to the crime, and yet the weapon used in the murder has been found by the authorities. They have tested it for fingerprints, and the fingerprints of the person on trial are all over that weapon, as well as around the scene of the crime. Now the arrested, the accused, cries out, "There are no witnesses. Nobody has seen me there." And yet the fingerprints indicate that not only they were there, but that they committed the crime. Fingerprints serve as evidence. Fingerprints prove the presence of a specific individual in a particular setting at a given time. They're used to prove or disprove criminal cases all the time in our court system. It's also said that each person's fingerprints are unique to that particular individual, that no two individuals have the same fingerprints. Now that again, as I've said, is fascinating to me. To think of all the billions of people alive in the face of this earth at this time, but not only at this time, all who have ever lived, all who ever will live, that no two sets of fingerprints are identical. Every single pair is unique. Well, as I begin this particular line of thought and study, I want to paint to you the scenario of how I have seen God's fingerprints through the words of a particular article, and they could apply to you, to me, to anybody, if we'll just open our eyes and look. Does God exist? Well, again, that criminal, that murderer, the case being presented against him or her, they cry out, "I was not there. You can't prove it. Nobody saw me. No witnesses." But your fingerprints identify you, and your fingerprints are all over the crime scene, including upon the weapon used to murder the victim. You were there. We see you. Your reality in that particular setting, on that particular occasion, at that particular time, through your fingerprints. We see the fingerprints of God all around us, if we'll just open our eyes. I saw the fingerprints of God the other day. I drove along the water's edge and saw the incessant waves rolling in, marking their progress in the shoreline, and then receding back into that body of water from whence they came, and then doing it all over again and again and again. It had a calming effect upon me. As I drove away from the shore, I looked across the landscape toward the hills and the forest. And oh, I observed a natural beauty that is truly a wonder to behold. As the day waned, I looked up into the sky. I scanned the horizon, and I took in an amazing sunset that pictures could never do justice. I saw the fingerprints of God that day. I saw the fingerprints of God on another day. I was looking through a book on anatomy, studying it, and observed the intricacies of the human body. All of the organs set in place, each with its unique function. The blood vessels serving the organs fueled themselves by perhaps the hardest working organ of all, the heart, never resting, always pumping in synchronous rhythm. The muscles portioned around the organs and the skeleton forming a protective shield around them all. The brain sending electrical impulses throughout the body in a constant pattern, guiding and governing the individual parts in their specific functions. Oh, I was awed at the marvelous and obvious design between it all, or behind it all. Oh, yeah. I saw the fingerprints of God that day. I saw the fingerprints of God on another day. I was in a restaurant. I was by myself. But looking around, I noticed a young couple embracing and hugging and kissing and talking, smiling at each other with such excited enthusiasm. Oh, their love for each other was obvious in the way in their eyes, in the way they looked at each other, and in their actions toward each other. They were so happy, so fulfilled, so obviously in love, and in each other's presence. That was another day I saw the fingerprints of God. I saw the fingerprints of God just the other day as well. As I walked along the street, I passed an older house. Oh, it was dated, but it obviously been kept up, in good repair. The yard was neat. The place had character. And there, sitting on the front porch, was an older couple in their twilight years. They sat in separate rockers, but side by side, holding each other's hand, sharing a few words now and then, and a smile toward each other from time to time. The glow of a long-lasting and often tried love between them and radiating from them. Oh, the fingerprints of God were clear on that day. Well, some say that everything I saw was simply the product of random chance, just a coincidence, an accident in the cosmos. Everything we see around us just happened on its own, the invention of nature. But as I look around and I observe all that there is to observe, that idea of random chance, an accident of nature, that idea simply does not make any sense whatsoever. Where did the forces of nature come from? No, I don't see random chance. I don't see accidents in the cosmos. I see design. I see intent. I see purpose. I see evidence. I see the fingerprints of God all around me. What about you, my friend? Do you see the fingerprints of God in your life, around you, before you, in the lives of others, in the very existence of the creation? Do you see the fingerprints of God? The good things that you've experienced, beauty, love, relationships that are loving, that are fulfilling, that are supporting, a good job perhaps, a comfortable home, the blessings that go with physical life in this world. Have you observed the fingerprints of God in your life? What about in people's lives around you or in nature? Do you see the butterflies with the beautiful wings floating around and doing their job? The honeybees pollinating the plants and the flowers that allow nature to do its job? Do you see the beautiful brook running along the roadside? Do you see the blue sky that is so brilliant and encouraging and stimulating? Do you see people who love you and have been so encouraging and supportive of you. Don't you see? All of those are the fingerprints of God. Have you come to Him through His Son, your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for forgiveness, redemption, salvation? God has waiting for you a home, an eternal home with Him in heaven. And in that place, no matter what negatives you think you have experienced in this physical life, none of those are there. There is no pain, there is no sorrow, there is no sickness, there is no dying, there is no crying, no sunburn even, the scripture text tells us. God's got that home waiting for you, if you'll come to Him. Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." We go through some stress here in this physical life. We get older, we experience pain, we experience illness, we experience accidents, suffering in one way or another, or maybe in several ways. But in heaven, none of that exists. God has that wonderful, blessed place waiting for you. Come to Jesus in faithfulness. John 8 and verse 24. In obedience. Jesus lived physical life on this earth. He experienced those physical difficulties. The Hebrews writer in Hebrews chapter 2 and again in chapter 4 tell us that. In chapter 5, verses 8 and 9, we read, speaking of Jesus, though he were a son, the Son of God, yet he learned obedience through the things which he suffered. And having been perfected, he became the source of eternal salvation to all who obey him. Are you ready to repent of your sins as Jesus instructs that you need to do? Luke 13, verses 3 through 5. Are you ready to surrender to him in baptism so the blood that he shed on the cross can cleanse you of the guilt of your sins? Acts 22 and verse 16. Are you ready to live faithfully before him for the rest of your physical life on this earth? Revelation 2 and verse 10. He says, "I got that home waiting for you. I've got the crown of life I want to give to you." The fingerprints of God are all around you and even in your life. Open your eyes, recognize them, and come to God through Jesus. We'd love to help you. You can contact us through our website at churchofchrist.com. Churchofchrist.com. Click in the email link and contact us that way, or phone us at 402-498-8397. 402-498-8397. Let's pray. Father, help us to open our eyes and see your fingerprints everywhere, the evidences of your reality. Thank you for making them apparent to us if we will just look, and help us to come to you with an open heart and open eyes and fall into your open arms through Jesus Christ. Please forgive us, gracious Father, and hear our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.